From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia and Turkey have embarked on closer trade and energy ties after a meeting Tuesday in St. Petersburg between the two countries' leaders, Vladimir Putin and Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Mr. Erdogan said both sides are determined to restore relations and improve them. He said the two countries will restore their yearly trade target of $100 billion and speed up resumption of charter flights. They pledged to build a natural gas pipeline and negotiate to build Turkey's first nuclear power plant. Bilateral ties with Moscow were strained after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane last November along the Syrian border. Mr. Erdogan accused Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, exiled in the U.S., of orchestrating last month's failed coup. Tuesday, Turkey's justice minister warned of rising anti-Americanism if Gulen is not handed over. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
The extradition process is a very technical, it's legally governed. This is not a process that is influenced by emotion or political rhetoric. It's actually governed by a treaty.
Asked if the Erdogan visit to Russia hurts American interests with Ankara, Trudeau said the visit is not viewed as a zero-sum game. She said U.S. relations with Turkey remain strong. Sudanese rebel groups said Tuesday that they've signed an African Union-brokered roadmap to reach a ceasefire in separate, long-running conflicts. Fighting has persisted between the Sudanese army and rebels in the southern regions of Kordofan and Blue Nile since 2011. Conflict in Darfur has raged since 2003. The accord is aimed at reaching a permanent ceasefire, a national dialogue, and immediate humanitarian assistance. This is VOA News.